Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. We're back in the house today for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And I got to tell you, we are fired up. We got a good show in store for you today, hopefully, anyways. You know, I got to tell you, we've got a lot to talk about. We got PBR, Zebra, IPRA, PRCA, you name it, and it's all right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're happy to talk with you, always taking your comments in the chat room. And I got to tell you, we're running a little short over here today. Is everybody boycotting Making Eight here in our Lunch Hour shows or what? But you know what? It could be all the snow out there. I'm telling you, I have gotten nothing but tweets and updates. I've even gotten some pictures texted to me telling me that, number one, I got out of Oklahoma just in time because they are getting hammered over there, but it's not just there. I mean, up in the Midwest, up in the Northeast, you know, there's snow everywhere except for here in the Sunshine State of Florida, as well as California, from what I understand. I guess Miss Barbara's out there saying it's supposed to be about 65 out there today. And you know what? I think it's about the same thing over here. So we're enjoying the sunny weather, not to make y'all just a little bit jealous, but hey, you know, we live here for a reason, because we want to stay warm. Got to tell you, though, you know, hopefully before too long we'll be able to hang our hat out there in Oklahoma. I'll deal with the snow for a little bit here and there, but, yeah, we sure enough did just get out of there just in time. Oh, wow, I'm actually getting booed in the chat room. Wow. I got my first boo from our fans. Must be from Philadelphia with the boo birds. you know, hey, I hate to rub it in, but, you know, it's just beautiful down here. You know, where else can you go to sit out here in January and put shorts on, sit out here in the nice warm weather? I mean, you know, gotta love it. Gotta love it. You know, like I said, we want to talk a lot of rodeo with you. We want to take your call, 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on there and say a big old howdy to us, we'd love to talk with you a little bit. And, of course, we're always in the chat room. We know that some of our maniacs cannot be there, so they're listening in on the lines. And we sure do appreciate you. Want to say a big old howdy to you guys as well. But, you know, hey, it's rodeo time, so let's sit back and talk some rodeo. We want to find out, did anybody get the results from Denver last week? We did not. And, you know, I know that the PBR now, I haven't been able to see the results from Denver. We're trying to get a hold of them. Seeing some good pictures and seeing some good tweets. If you watched Reese Cates this morning, just posted a picture of him out there in Denver. And, wow, pretty impressive there. I mean, he wasn't on the bull at all. Did have his hand in the rope, but I'm not sure if that counts as being a score there, because I'm telling you, he wasn't on that bull at all, but it was a great picture. But we got, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Also, have you guys seen the new picture? Obviously, we posted it out when we first got out here. We set it up on Twitter, but the picture of myself and Stephen Baldwin. We're going to have more pictures to come from our Oklahoma trip. We just haven't had time to get out here and get on the computer to get it done. I mean, I'm telling you, the minute I get off the radio show here, we're back at it on the phones trying to line things up for some upcoming events that we're going to tell you about right after this. So we're going to take a short break here at Making Eight Maniacs. We're going to get you in the mood on a Thursday afternoon and get you all fired up for the rodeos this weekend. Got to tell you that we're fired up, ready to go. So you guys stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This first break is going to be brought to you by BuckersNow.com. That's right. If you do not have a profile over there, one of the fastest growing rodeo communities, great social network. You can even embed your Facebook and Twitter links right there and you know, everything will be done. So you guys get over there, build yourself a profile, and let's have some fun. BuckersNow.com is where it's at. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U. At 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't too slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle, and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better, and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip for the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, but he come back alone. Up high I turns over, and below I can see he's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, "Here lies a twister who thought he was good." I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big Flying U. When I landed, he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole, and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old Flying U.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right. And I got to tell you, we're getting things fired up here. I'm seeing in the chat room here that some of the fans are trying to get, number one, trying to get us on board to get our fantasies picked, and we're trying to get that group set up for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, and we definitely want to try to get that done. You know, hopefully today we've just been so daggone busy, haven't been able to get to it just yet. You know, just trying to get some things lined up. And I'm going to kind of tell you a little bit why. One of the things we have coming up we're working on is we're trying to get to the Zebra Finals. You know, that's where our goal is, the 28th through the 30th. Right now, it's looking promising. We've got the invite. We're allowed to bring our own sponsors in there, and it would be a great opportunity for anybody looking to get some promotional advertisement out there at these rodeos or at these bull rides. You're talking some of the top 40 in the world. We're talking about guys that have been out there on tour. Josh Faircloth and several others are going to be there. Some of the best announcers, Luke Kaufman is going to be there, and then, of course, the barrelman, Matt Merritt. I can guarantee in a three-day performance, you will probably not see the same act twice. That's how good he is, and I'm telling you, this guy is dedicated to what he's doing. They've got some great bullfighters down there, and we want you to be a part of it. We want to bring you that action right here on Making Eight and Buckers Now. So we're also working behind the scenes to line up some stuff. And I'm talking about some really cool stuff for you, the fans. How about a live event center where you guys can actually see the results, who's coming up, if they buck off, what the score is, if they ride? I'm telling you, how cool would that be? We're working on it. I don't know if we're going to have it together in time, but I'm telling you, it's coming here on Buckers Now in the very near future. You're going to be able to log into that channel and check out the live event center that we're going to be having for you. So it's going to be another opportunity for you, the fans, to be involved, interact with us there at the arena. It's going to be a great time there, Making Eight Maniacs. I'm telling you, you got to spread the word about us. Let's get the word out about what we're doing out here. It's just one of the few things that we have working, and we're proud to be doing it for you, the fans. Fort Worth, I'm telling you, PRCA is firing things up here. They got the Fort Worth Stock Show that is actually starting today and runs through February 5th. And then San Antonio Stock Show, February 3rd through the 20th. So I'm telling you, the rodeos are in Texas this month. Make no mistake, I'm telling you, these next couple weeks are going to be they're going to be fired up, filled with rodeo action everywhere. You know, we've got, like I said, Zebra Finals in Tennessee. That'll be going on the 28th through the 30th. They've also got another event in Coleman, Alabama, that we are probably going to be there for, which will be the first weekend, the 4th and 5th. You know, it's going to be a great opportunity, and we definitely want to be there for it. Looks like we're going to be there in Alabama, if not in Tennessee. We're looking to hit both. I mean, that's two weekends full of bull riding action for you, the fans. Hopefully we'll have the live event center up, and it'll be a whole lot of fun for you, the fans. That's what we're trying to do. We're looking to get those last-minute sponsors tied in. And, of course, you know how Making Eight rolls. We did it in Vegas. We did it in Oklahoma. You know, we're getting closer to our home, which is here in Florida. So make no doubt, we can absolutely get up there and check it out. You know, I think we can make Tennessee and Alabama. So that's what we're working on. It's going to be another last-minute deal, so you fans will have to hold tight and get a grip. We should be there shortly. We're trying to fire this live event center up for you, the fans, where you guys can find it right there on Buckers Now. You can watch the stream. You can chat with us live, and you can see the live event center. I'm telling you, it's cool. Real, real cool. Some good things are coming for you, the fans, and Making Eight and Buckers Now is proud to be the ones bringing it to you. What else we got? We got, like I said, the Fort Worth Stock Show is going to be up, and, of course, you guys know Shane Hanchy is going to be out there this week, so you guys will have to stay tuned and watch him as he's going to be out there. Go give him a tweet. Tell him how much you appreciate it and you're rooting for him. The San Antonio Stock Show, I am sure that he will be there as well. So make sure make sure that you guys get over and follow him there, see how he's doing. Also, another big event coming up, the January 27th through the 29th. That's right. It's going to be not this weekend, but next weekend in Lubbock, Texas. If you're anywhere around Texas, you're going to have to get out there and go check this out. This is the world's oldest annual bull riding, and it's the 38th annual. It's c-trodeo.com, c-trodeo.com. Go check them out. I'm telling you, some great opportunities right there for you, the fans, to go watch some great bull riding, and there has been a lot, and I mean a lot of superstars come through there and win this event. I mean, we're talking all the way back. You know, you go back into the 80s, you got Tuff Hedeman in 85, Charlie Sampson in 86, Jim Sharp in 87, Tuff Hedeman back in 90, Adam Carrillo in 92. You know, these are just a few of the names. Cody Hart in 95, you know, Ross Johnson in 98. I mean, I'm just scrolling down here looking. 2006, McKinnon Wimberly took it. You know, Jared Farley won it in 2008. A lot of superstars come through this hole, and you guys have the opportunity to go check it out. So if you guys want information on it, go check out c-trodeo.com. You know, and I'm seeing in there about the question about Fort Worth being streamed. I don't know. I don't know if the audio is going to be streamed. I know that Pro Rodeo Live usually does that. So you guys can check that out and stay up with Pro Rodeo Live, as they'll be informing you as to whether or not they're going to be doing a live video or audio stream there. Looks like we got to get a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't get him right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. 870, you're with Making Eight.
Yeah, this is Reese. I received a message on Twitter wanting me to call in.
Well, how you doing, Reese? This is Scott with Making Eight, buddy.
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
All doing pretty good, man. Yeah, we actually saw your post there, and I don't know if you know much about Making Eight. You know, we've got some of the PBR guys that have been on board, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you on with us, man. It's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, now, you were just in Denver, and tell us a little bit about it, man. How'd you make out there in Denver?
Yeah, we were in Denver last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's one of the biggest Turn Pro events of the year, every year. And I did it all right. I rode my first bull, and then the second bull, you can kind of see how it ended if you check out, if you follow me on Twitter, and you seen the picture that I posted. It didn't quite end the way I wanted it to, and I was kind of hoping for a reride after all of that, but I was knocked a little silly. I don't know if I could have taken one even if I'd have been offered it.
Right. Well, yeah, I got to tell you, that's what gave us the idea, man. I mean, I saw that picture there and just said, wow, that's pretty impressive, and it's a shame that you actually got knocked out, and it's a shame they can't give you a point for something like that, man, because I'm telling you, that would have been a superstar ride there.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I went and checked out the photos after it was over with, and I'd never seen anything like that, and I thought to myself, you know, I've got to have that picture, and I don't usually buy them whenever I buck off or, you know, don't win something, but that was pretty unique, and I kind of had to have it.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. So tell us a little bit about how you're doing this year and where you plan on being, man. I know that, you know, you're trying to work back and get yourself. Are you on tour right now? Are you on the Built Ford Tough Series tour?
Well, I actually have I actually had two events from injury exemption last year, and I went to Sacramento last weekend to the Built Ford Tough event. I'm not going to be in Anaheim this weekend, but I am going to Indianapolis next weekend. I'm going to go to a Turn Pro event this week in Augusta, Georgia. And, I was off for about 4 months with a hand injury that had kind of been nagging along for a while. And I came home and just, you know, got in the gym and worked out and tried to spend a lot of time getting ready for the 2011 season, because my 2010 season had pretty much been shot. But so far, so good. This will be my fourth weekend to actually be competing since I started back. And I've gone to Fort Worth, I've gone to Bossier City, and then Denver, Pueblo, and Sacramento. And I've done pretty well. I didn't do any good in Fort Worth. I won Bossier City Turn Pro event. And like I said, I just told you how Denver went, and I won fourth at Pueblo. And Sacramento, one of my favorite Bulls, bucked me off right at the whistle, El Presidente. But I'm looking for a good weekend this weekend and hopefully, you know, just a solid 2011 season.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We want to wish you the best of luck for that. You're actually going to be down here in my neck of the woods, and it's a shame that we're not going to be around there. We'd love to head up there to you know, to Augusta. I've actually got several friends that are riding in it, and we're actually working with some of the stock contractors out there and some of the producers, the guys that are hauling bulls out that way. So you should have yourself, you know, a pretty good weekend out there. From what I understand, they're bringing in some really good bulls for you guys.
Yeah, anytime Jeff Robinson is the producer of an event, you kind of expect it to be a good one. I mean, you know, whenever a guy owns bulls like I'm a Gangster and Voodoo Child and Major Pain, you know, you're not really looking to show up and have an easy event. You're going to have to ride well, and the drawing's not going to really be much of a factor. You're just going to have to show up and ride.
That's right, man. That's right, for sure. Well, we've actually got an open chat room, and I don't even know how much you know. We're actually on the air right now through the Internet. And we've got some friends that are tuning in, a bunch of your fans, and they're really excited to have you join us here on the show today. And they were saying how much they really enjoyed seeing you in Sacramento, and I look forward to seeing you there in Indianapolis.
Oh, I appreciate all the fans, and you know, we couldn't do it without the fans. We couldn't even have an event. You know, if we didn't show up and ride, we couldn't have an event. And if the stock contractors didn't show up with the bulls, we couldn't have an event. And the only other thing that has to be there in order to carry an event on is the fans, and they're the most important part, and I think you can ask any of the guys that we really appreciate them coming out, not only to watch the event, but watching it on TV and coming out when we do our autograph signings and stuff. You know, a lot of times we have to wake up extra early and go sign autographs for our fans, but it always makes it worth it whenever we see what we're doing for them and to look up in the stands on any given night and have a packed Coliseum, you know, it means a lot to everyone.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. That's for sure. So who are you out traveling with now these days?
Well, my best friend, Cole Donaldson, is, you know, he's kind of been plagued with injuries for the past couple of years as well, and he's looking to make a comeback in 2011, and you know, he's my number one traveling partner, but it's so hard to have a full-time traveling partner whenever you're going to these PBR events, because everybody lives in different parts of the country and even different parts of the world, with the Brazilians and the Australians and the Canadians that are on the Built Ford Tough Series, that it's very rare to have another guy that's in the top 40 in the world living within a few hours of you. A lot of the guys from Texas can do it because, you know, there's a lot of people from Texas that ride bulls and do it pretty well. But, you know, Colt actually lives pretty close to me, and whenever he gets back on tour this year, we'll be traveling a lot together and staying together a lot. But as for right now, it's just, you know, you pretty much drive to the airport and fly by yourself, and then whenever you get there, you know, usually I stay with LJ Jenkins or you know, Ryan McConnell or somebody like that. But, like, until you get to the event, you're pretty much on your own.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, that's some good company to have there with you, too. You know, I mean, those two guys are some bull hands for sure, and know how to get it done. But you have any sponsors this year? Are you still looking, or what's going on? How's your sponsorship deals looking for this year?
I'm always on the lookout for a sponsor. As of right now, no, I don't have anything. And like I said earlier, you know, I'm hoping that 2011 is my best year yet, and I'm going to be hoping that the sponsors are really approaching me this year, because everybody knows we can use them now more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely, man. These are kind of tough times everybody's kind of having to get in on. And you know, the cool thing is that, you know, I mean, the rodeo family seems to really take care of each other, you know, the bull riding family. And we know that you'll be all right, man. We're going to keep, you know, sending out, and we sure appreciate, you know, what you've done for us, just taking the time out for your fans here and talking with them. They're absolutely loving the fact that you're able to sit down with us for a few minutes, you know, and shoot, we want to find out how you're doing throughout the season. You know, we're definitely going to be following you here now and on Making Eight. You know, we've got guys like Austin Meyer, and, you know, we've had McKinnon, and, you know, Brendan Clark has his own show. He's like a superstar, you know. But, you know, I mean, it's always good to have you guys that are taking the time out for your fans, and it just shows the fans exactly how much you actually do care about them and how much it means to you to have them.
Absolutely, man. You know, I certainly appreciate you having me on your show, and I appreciate all the fans tuning in to listen to what I had to say.
Well, listen, Reese, you know, good luck this weekend in Georgia, and then we look to see you back on the Bill Ford Tough Series, making a statement out there in Indianapolis there in 2 weeks, but we'll be watching you for sure.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, and maybe if I can get a win there, we'll be talking about that in a couple weeks.
You betcha, man. You betcha. We'll be back in touch, man. And for the fans that want to follow you that are not, where can they go there on Twitter to get a hold of you?
It's just Reese Cates. It's just simple as that. I don't think there's any other Twitter tweets out there that are Reese Cates. And if there are, it shouldn't be hard to find me. I'll be the one that just posted the really wild picture of the bull. So
that's right.
You know, I usually post what I have drawn, and you know, after the event, I'll usually tell everybody that either wasn't at the event or you know, didn't hear through someone else how I did. So, you know, you can follow me on Twitter. You can keep up with my travels, and you can also keep up with my performance.
Good deal, man. Well, we've got it posted up there in the chat room. The fans are excited. So if they're not following you, I'm sure you're going to have a few more join you here today. And, shoot, buddy, we just want to wish you the best of luck, man. We'll be following you for sure.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Reese, you too. Well, how about that there, fans? What a great treat it was to have Reese join us right there. You know, that's another upstanding young guy. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, we're just such a fan of bull riding. You know, we've got so many guys that are involved with us now. And I mean, shoot, man, it just makes my day when we got a guy like him to call in, sit back and talk with us just a little bit. And we'll have some fun, you know. Hopefully we'll get some more of these guys on board this week. Man, I'm telling you, if you have not seen that picture that Reese posted on his Twitter, get over there now and go follow him. I'm telling you, it is wild. Hey, I mean, he's like 2 feet away from that bull with his hand still in the rope. I mean, and that bull just, you know, getting it. I mean, he's all fours off the ground, about ready to roll over backwards, it looks like. You know, it's a wild picture. So you guys make sure to go follow him and stay up with him as he lets you know how he does out there in Augusta, Georgia this weekend. And, of course, he'll be back on tour in Indianapolis. So there's an opportunity for you guys to go check him out. Let's have some fun with Reese Cates, no doubt. I mean, he's a great guy, and we look forward to following him again. So thank you, Reese, for taking that time out. I believe we're going to take another short break here, fans. And while we do, like I said, y'all can go over there to Twitter and tell him we appreciate him jumping on board with us. This next break is going to be brought to you by Humps and Horns. That's right. Make no mistake, Humps and Horns is where you need to go to find out where the events are, and I mean where the big events are. If you guys want to find a rodeo near you or a bull ride, go check out humpsandhorns.com. Make no mistake, they are the top of the line. We're going to play another song here for you. We come back, we'll talk some more PBR, we'll talk some more rodeo, and we'll just have a whole lot of fun right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and tonight begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
When it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot, and she said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? 'Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I spit my dip inside, and hold on tight 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any second ride. Of a country boy can survive, and I knew then she was my kind of girl, 'cause she was singing every single line. Then she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? 'Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on that I'm spitting my dip inside, and hold on tight 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any executive ride. So we headed out to Old Tobacco Road, put the tailgate down, and we made love. She said a true country boy is hard to find, but I found one wilder than any executive ride. Boy with tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. Now hold on tight 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any executive ride. Yeah, hold on tight 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any executive ride.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making 8, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right, I'm telling you, we're getting things fired up right here, and if you just missed Reese Cates joining us here on the Lunch Hour Show. You better go back and listen to the replays. I'm telling you, what a great kid, and I'm telling you, we're going to be pulling for him in Augusta, Georgia, and most definitely be pulling for him as he hits the Bill Fortuff Series in Indianapolis here in 2 weeks. Let's see. Oh, it looks like Barb's asking us about the fantasy group page there on the PBR. Yes, ma'am. If you got it, go ahead and set it up for us. We want to get the Making A Maniacs on board, get them all joined up in the group, and we can sit back and do our picks, which I definitely need to get over and do this week. I'm already a week behind, just being that we missed this last one. So. But you know what? That does kind of remind me, this next weekend, the Touring Pro event will be in Augusta, Georgia. It's going to be a pretty big one. Just talk to some of the stock contractors that are hauling bulls down that way. Jeff Robinson, of course, is producing that, and, you know, he's going to be bringing some great bulls down. Should be a great time for the Cowboys to win some money, try to get themselves back on tour. But anybody else know of anything else going on this weekend? Isn't there something going on in California? That's right. It would be Anaheim. That's right. And make no mistake, they got some guys out there that are going to be ready to ride. The PBR Bill Fortuff Series is going to be in Anaheim, California this weekend, and we're looking to rock and roll with those guys. I'm telling you, Brendan Clark, of course, he had McKinnon and Sean Willingham and Luke Snyder all on board. It's going to be a great time to watch some of those guys. And, you know, it's really cool that Brendan has the setup that he does so he can sit back and watch what's going on, you know, interact with you, the fans, during the week, and then you can tune in and follow him during the event there on Versus. So, hey, you know we're all pulling for these guys, you know, and there's just so many guys. I mean, you got JB and you got Austin and, you know, you got the Brazilians, you know, the Killer Bees that are just still continuing to make a statement there. But, you know, one thing that I found, that, you know, if you listen to the show here last week with Brendan Clark, is a lot of these guys are going to the Brazilian ropes. They feel pretty comfortable in it, and I think that hopefully it'll give them an opportunity to be pretty consistent. And, you know, that's really the name of the game when you're talking about a season as long as the Bill Fortuff Series has, or any rodeo season, you know, is consistency. You know, it doesn't matter which one, you know, if you win money here, you win money there, the biggest thing is being able to get to them and cover your bulls. If you do that, you can almost sure as heck bet that you're going to be there at the end, which is going to be in Las Vegas at the finals. So, you know, it definitely is something that these guys are looking forward to. I see that somebody's trying to figure out, looks like Miss Crisco is in the chat room talking about trying to figure out the Battle of the Bulls event in Amarillo. I'm not real sure about the Battle of the Bulls. I have to look into that just a little bit further and see what we've got going on out there. Love to find out more information about the Battle of the Bulls deal. You know, while we're talking about bulls, though, how about we talk about the bull that really led the way in Sacramento, Bushwhacker? You know, that bull's coming back out this year and bucking hard, making a statement. I think that we could see him very well, you know, really make a big statement this week. He's going to be in Anaheim, bucked real well with the leader in Sacramento as the highest marked bull. So, yeah, look forward to seeing Bushwhacker get out there. Of course, he's going to be in the short round. You know that's right. You know those, and whoever has him is going to have their A game. Let's see. I see Miss Barbara said that she's got the Making Eight Maniacs on board in the group name for the fantasy. So if you have the fantasy, the PBR fantasy, make sure to get over there and get involved with the Making Eight Maniacs group. We want to have you all over there. I will be getting over there here sometime today, hopefully, if my phone does not ring off the hook. And I swear to you, you know, it's a good thing that I'm using my right ear to listen in, because my left ear, I think, is shot. I'm telling you, I think it's gone. It's just talked my ear off so much just these past couple days. Trying to get things lined up so we can be out there in Tennessee for the Zebra Finals. You know, there's just a lot of things going on right now. Rodeos are really starting to get fired up. Bull ridings are getting out there, and we're looking to get involved. I'm telling you, you know, the big thing we want to look for is Cowboy Christmas. We're looking forward to hitting the road this summer and just going to hit bull riding or rodeo after rodeo. So it looks like we got another caller here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Let's see if we can't get him on board. 816 area code. You're here with Making Eight.
Hey, how you doing there, Scotty? This is Scotty the Clown Plowman calling in.
Oh, man. Scotty Plowman, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm getting over that Oklahoma State Fair Arena crud.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, you sounded pretty hoarse there. For some of you that don't know, Scotty Plowman was actually in the showcase there on Friday. Put himself on a really good act. If you guys have not gotten over there to Making Eight or Buckers Now to go see the archives of IFR 41, he is in the showcase, and you guys can have the opportunity to check him out. Pretty funny act that you pulled off down there. I know you were feeling a little under the weather, and it was kind of a struggle for you, but, hey, you got through it and had some fun down there in Oklahoma, am I right?
Oh, I sure did, and, you know, there was just lots of great things. Yeah, Scott, I need to compliment you right now, being down there for most of the week and watching the attention to the detail and the broadcast you put together last week was dynamic. You know, it was professional quality. Had a chance to catch the last round with Brett Weldon co-announcing that with you. And, you know, it was just a quality event, and it was presented on the Internet, and so it was truly an international rodeo finals. And to sit there and watch the process take place, and I know you had some struggles there, too, with your equipment, but, you know, you managed to pull it off, and it was just outstanding to watch the professionalism involved and how you put that together and what a true passion this is for you.
Well, shoot, Scotty, you know, I really appreciate it, buddy. I mean, you're going to make my head swell up here, and I have a hard enough time getting into my hat. But, you know, really, you know, that's just it. That's what it comes down to is our passion for it. We're so excited to be around it. And it shows. I know that it shows because, you know, we get that feedback all the time. That's really our biggest thing that drives us, you know. And to have guys like Brett Weldon taking the time to sit up there in the broadcast booth and do some color commentating with us in between rounds. And, man, you just talk about fun. You know, to be around the presence of guys like yourself, entertainers, you know, that are out there having a good time, really gets us wrapped up, gets us fired up about what we're doing, and we're just excited to be able to bring it, you know. I mean, really, the fans are overwhelmed by what they see there with Making Eight and Buckers Now, and we're going to continue to keep doing it as best we can, man. We you know, it seems like everywhere we go, we always run into issues, but one thing we've learned is, hey, we're having fun, we're going to work through them, and we're going to be a team. And that's what it comes down to, you know?
Yeah, Scott, you know, I mean, I got to give you kudos. You know, I mean, our rodeo culture is at a crossroad right now. And
right.
We have opportunities now to make it happen and preserve it for generations or to just allow it to pass away. And, you know, putting the cookies on the lower shelf so new generations and people outside this culture can appreciate the sport for what it is. And it's going to be broadcast like MakingEight.com. That's going to help bring other people into the sport. Like this was the first time the IFR had ever been broadcast in any format. You know, it's
right.
A truly outstanding rodeo event. But, you know, people outside that association wasn't aware of the quality of competitors and the quality of stock that participates in that particular rodeo final. And, you know, you brought it to the world. You know, hopefully you get a chance to do that with Zebra, other things, and just really show what a true professional sport this is at all levels.
Well,
and,
you know what? That's just it. And, you know, we can't take credit as far as the production goes. That goes right back to the IPRA and the PBF for teaming up with the staff there at the arena. They put on that production, man, and did a fantastic job. And that's where, you know, I mean, the fans need to be aware of the fact that, hey, all we did was take their product and put it online. And we'll do the same thing for any other association. You know, the ones that, especially the ones that feel like they're putting on these great events, we want to get them out there, and we're going to continue to do that. So, hey, that's where it's at, man. That's what it's all about. We're going to just keep on doing it, man. We've booked some jobs, and hopefully you got something out of that as well. I mean, I know you and I talked a little bit, and you were saying that you've got some inquiries and some folks that are looking into you now, and that's what we want to do. We want to promote you guys as the entertainers. We want to promote the producers, and we want to get the word out about these events that are going on.
Yeah, fortunately, it's amounted to a small handful of contracts so far. Haven't been a week out yet, and it's a good positive feeling to step away from an event like that and to catch the notice of producers in the business. And it's just, I'm just proud to be a Making Eight Maniac, brother. to be on the fringes of this group and to watch something grow like this has. It was just a short time ago. This was just a little call-in broadcast, and now opportunity coming for video cast, all over the world, and multiple events, and it can only go up from here, man. I'm excited about it, and I'm proud of it, and it was just a real pleasure hanging out with you last week, Scott.
Hey, you bet, Scotty. It was good to hang out with you guys as well. Now, we have not posted any of the pictures yet, which I know you know what I'm talking about, but we might just end up seeing a side of Scotty Plowman that we weren't expecting.
Oh, those pictures.
That's right. We'll save that story for another day there, Scotty, but hey, I appreciate you jumping on board with us, man.
All right. You have a good day, Scott.
You too. All right, there, Making Eight Maniacs. There you have it. One of our biggest ones had an opportunity to run into Scotty Plowman. And if you have not seen the Specialty Act Showcase, make sure to get over there and check it out. You'll see Scotty right there putting on his act. It was a really great time and fun to hang around. I'll tell you, we've got some stories to tell you. They might just pop out before too long, so you got to stay tuned to that. I know that we're looking for some cowboy logic for the day. I believe we have the man of the hour, Mr. Cody Burleson, PBR News for you. Let's see if we can't get him on the horn here with us and bring him on. Mr. Cody, you with us?
Hey, Scott, what's up? What's up, Making Eight Maniacs?
Oh, man, same old, just another day, another dollar, and we're ready to rock and roll. We're ready for your cowboy logic for the day, buddy.
Oh, man, I got so many of them. Actually, you know what? I got a good one sitting out here in the truck. Just give me a minute here. Let me walk out there real quick.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything good going on your end?
Well, shoot, buddy, man. I'm telling you, we just had Reese Capes join us here. Talked about he was talking about his event there in Denver and how he made out, covered his first bull, and then of course his second night out, he kind of ran into a train wreck, but he's got a great picture of it. So you guys got to get over to Twitter and check out his picture there on Twitter. You'll be able to see it right there. But yeah, Reese is going to be heading up to Indianapolis. He's going to be in Augusta this weekend, and then he'll be at the Built Ford Tough Series in Indianapolis next weekend. So look forward to seeing him out there, man.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Let's see, where is PBR this weekend? I can't remember.
You can't remember? They're in, they're in Anaheim, California.
That's right, because they were just in Sacramento.
That's right. So what do you got for cowboy logic the other day there, boss man?
All right. Admire that big horse, but saddle the small one first. Meaning of that basically is dream big, but start small to reach those dreams.
No doubt, man. No doubt. That's some great cowboy logic for you. You know, and Making Eight, we're right there in that boat. You know, I mean, we started off with just those big, big dreams. And, gradually over time, we're making accomplishments, and we're accomplishing those dreams one step at a time. And, of course, we couldn't do it without the Making Eight fans and the Making Eight Maniacs on board here with us, supporting us. I got to tell you, this is we're living the dream right here. And I'm proud to do it, and I'm proud to have guys like yourself and, everybody involved, man. This is just a huge family. And we absolutely love it, man. Great cowboy logic for the day.
I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, Scott, I'd actually like to throw a bonus one in there if I can.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Cody. Cody.
Yes.
You're blanking out really bad there, boss.
How about now? Is that better?
Oh, wonderful, man. You're back at it.
All righty. The best sermons are lived, not preached.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, and that kind of follows into our cowboy logic for yesterday as well, you know, about, you know, not just speaking those words, but living by them, you know. And that's the best thanks that you can get right there. So great cowboy logic for the day, Cody. We sure appreciate you taking the time to call us in, man. You going to be back Sunday with us on the Back on the Ranch show?
There's no show tomorrow?
Nope, no show, man. Monday through Thursday, buddy. We got to get you on the right calendar.
Man, all I do is work. Come on.
I hear you, boss. I hear you, buddy. Well, listen, man, we do appreciate you giving us the cowboy logic for the day, and we always look forward to your cowboy logic, man. Great wisdom and great words to live by. Hopefully we'll get some of the maniacs out there actually living those words, not just speaking them.
I heard that. But, yeah, buddy, I'll call you here Sunday for the Back on the Ranch show, all righty? Give you some more cowboy
logic. You
betcha,
man. We'll see you then.
All right, bye, Scott. See you, Making Eight Maniacs.
All right, there, Making Eight Maniacs. Your cowboy logic, courtesy of Cody Burleson, PBR News for You. And we sure do appreciate him taking the time to throw that out there for us. Great cowboy wisdom, great cowboy logic for the day. Oh, wow, it looks like Miss Crisco didn't realize there was not a show tomorrow either. Well, you know what? Like I said, Monday through Thursday is kind of where it's at. We got to take a day and regroup, and, you know, with all the rodeos that we're trying to get out to during the weekends and the bull rides, you know, it makes it hard for us to actually schedule a show. So with that, you know, and I mean, they're kind of back and forth and up in the air. Who knows? Maybe down the road when we get to be really, really popular, we'll get that Monday through Friday show. But for the time being, it's only Monday through Thursday, and then, of course, our Back on the Ranch show on Sunday night. So, you know, we just got to kind of go with what we got. And that actually does remind me as we wind things down here for our show today. Our show is Sunday night. We'll be back on the ranch, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully everybody will be able to tune in and join us. Who knows who we're going to have for a special guest, who we're going to have stopping by the ranch. Should be a great time. We're going to let you know how things are going with us and where we're going to be next week. We're going to let you know all the lineups, and, of course, we're going to talk some of the PBR as they invade Anaheim, California, and hopefully we'll get some results from the Touring Pro event in Augusta. We'll kind of get you up to speed on what's going on with the PRCA, IPRA, Zebra. You know it. You know, you think about it, and let's talk about it. We'll love to get you on the air, and we'll find out what's going on in your neck of the woods. So that's going to do it for our show today here, Making Eight Maniacs. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure to catch up with us Sunday night on the Back on the Ranch show. If you haven't seen our broadcast from Oklahoma at the IFR 41, you can find the archives over at BuckersNow.com. Make sure to get over there and sign up. Build yourself a profile. Let's have some fun there at Buckers Now. We got a lot of things coming your way. So until Sunday there, Making Eight Maniacs, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as the night. All my boots, they're leather and night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a knife on my first and ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and it's free. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.